From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for deadly bombings that left at least 12 people dead in a Damascus suburb. Syrian state media reported that at least 12 people were killed in Sayyida Zainab, the home to Syria's holiest Shiite shrine. Islamic State claimed responsibility, saying that three militants, two with suicide belts, and one in a car, carried out the attacks about 10 kilometers outside of Damascus. Dozens of people were reported injured in the bombings, which left charred wreckage, blasted buildings, and pillars of smoke. The Sayyida Zainab Shrine contains the grave of one of the Prophet Muhammad's great-granddaughters and is considered the most revered Shiite shrine in Syria. Meanwhile, in Iraq, government forces met with heavy resistance from Islamic State fighters when they tried to retake the town of Fallujah. As Edward Uranian reports, fighting raged along three fronts near the city.
Iraqi government forces and their Shiite militia allies fought to wrest the Anbar province bastion of Fallujah from Islamic State militants Saturday amid conflicting reports on progress. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone Saturday that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance, despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.